Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a
city. Hello, everybody. God bless you today. This is Susan Puzio. And I want to welcome you to the Prophetic News radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And we're going to have a special guest for you today, Brenda Johnson of As the Day Approaches on Blog Talk Radio. So we're going to be talking about Islam. Is it a peaceful religion? We'll see, right? I think some of us already know the answer to that, but I was telling a friend of mine yesterday, I said, it's kind of like the Catholic Church. If it's between the Pope or the United States, guess who they'll pick? They'll pick the Pope. So it's the same way with a Muslim or a Muslim. If it comes to the decision between the United States and Muhammad, who do you think they're going to pick? I think most of us know the answer to that question, but we know that we are in the end times, and we know that Jesus Christ is coming soon. And for us that know him and believe that he is the Savior, and he saves us from our sins. He saves us from tribulation, great tribulation. And the Bible says that Matthew 24:6, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, so that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. So Jesus said that there would be wars and rumors of wars, and we're seeing so much of that, aren't we? There's so much unrest in the world. And we know that the only person that can bring peace to this earth, no, it's not Barack Obama. No, it's not Mitt Romney. No, it's not the Pope. There's only one Prince of Peace, and his name is Jesus Christ. And he's the only one that can truly bring peace to this earth. He's the only one that can really give peace to any human being. He is the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. So I'm going to bring my guest on. Hi, Brenda.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Thank you for coming on. So good to have you. Brenda is one of my favorite Bible teachers. She's very, very, spends a lot of time, let me put it that way, studying. And she has been studying, I guess, for many years, if I'm correct, on the Muslims, Islam, the emergent church, and many other topics. She has a radio program also on Blog Talk Radio, As the Day Approaches. And I would highly recommend that you listen to some of her programs, because I don't know too many people that spend this much time researching and finding out what is really going on. The Bible says that we are to study to show ourselves approved. So,
amen, amen,
amen.
The Bible also says
that we're not to be ignorant of Satan's devices. So,
yes,
we don't want to be ignorant, and we don't want to be deceived. After all, God's news is the news, the real news. Amen.
Yes, amen. Amen to that.
Songbird, yes, thank you, Songbird, in the chat room. Good afternoon to you, too. Also, remember that this is a live call-in program. So if you have a question for Brenda, please call in to 914-338-1638. And you can ask a question. Also, the chat room is open. So if you have any comments, we would be very interested in hearing your comments. I do monitor the chat room throughout the hour. So, but Brenda, aren't we having a time now? What do you think is going on with all these supposed attacks over a video, which I don't believe for 1 minute that all this uproar is really just over a video about the Prophet Muhammad?
Do you know how many videos are out about the Prophet Muhammad? And do you know how many books are written against the Prophet Muhammad?
Yeah.
You know how many things that are standing out against the Prophet Muhammad? Why in the world would he pick a B movie, which is a horrible movie? I've watched the trailer.
Is it still up on the internet? Do you know?
I haven't looked at it lately because it's really not worth my time. And to take this kind of trailer and say that it's worth it. Worth the time to even consider that anyone would believe what the video said about the Prophet Muhammad, even though there are some truths in that video. But it reminds me of a Saturday Night Live thing. So it was bad. But anyway, bad in the sense that it was badly made. But it was picked on purpose, and most people do not know that it actually was made, developed, and first publicized in 2011.
So who actually made it? They're trying to blame Christians.
Well, you got to listen to what they're actually trying to blame. They're trying to blame the Coptic Christians.
It is specific.
This particular person who actually created the movie was supposedly a Coptic Christian. He was a criminal, and he wrote it in prison. So, hey, you know, for fraud. So, but that's not it. You got to really, really see the whole picture, because it was actually released on YouTube June 2012. Tell me, did they forget that it was released in 2012 in June? What happened in June? The Muslim Brotherhood came into power in June in Egypt.
Oh, okay. So they actually now are running the country. They kicked Mubarak out, and they bring in the Muslim Brotherhood. So figure that one out. That didn't make any sense.
But in June is when they got it. I believe, actually, this was propagated by the Muslim Brotherhood to begin with on purpose. Two, there are three things that I say that give reason to why this video was put out. First of all, it was put out to gain world sympathy for an evil that they had already were planning to perpetrate against an innocent group of people, the Coptic Christians. They have a score to settle with the Coptic Christians, because the Coptic Christians in Egypt were the ones who actually did not support the Muslim Brotherhood through its existence. They were birthed in 1924. And they were part of voting them out of in making sure that they did not get a say. So they want to settle the score. Islam is about settling the scores, okay? That is exactly what they're...
Brenda.
I know.
How could you say that about a peaceful religion? Do they actually teach revenge?
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. That is true. Yeah, they do. They teach revenge, and they hold it I would give an example, but I really don't want to be sought out and hunted down. But
yeah.
So
we understand. It's like I see this picture on the news report on the internet of, oh, supposedly they brought the filmmaker in for custody. They brought him into custody. I'm thinking, what crime did he commit? Did he commit a crime? And, of course, he's all disguised. His face is covered. And I'm thinking, I don't even think this is like a real person. It looked like it was a whole setup to me.
Yeah. Well, supposedly they found the particular person, and now one of the people in the trailer is actually filing suit because she didn't agree to be in that type of a movie. Apparently,
what was she doing in it if she didn't agree? What was she doing?
Well, you know, if you've seen the trailer, you'll see there are pieces over. It kind of almost looks like, you know, when you know how the Japanese would make those movies, and then people, it would be in Japanese, so we'd have to say it in English, and so we'd just write over their mouths, you know, with words, you know?
Yeah.
We were speaking it. And there were places in there that it didn't match with what the person was actually saying, so you obviously knew it was dubbed over. So yes, it was a bad Japanese Saturday Night Live comedy kind of thing, but people are focusing on this video, and that was the point of the Muslim Brotherhood. That was the point. We have been apologizing as the United States again and again and again, and they want us to be sorry for insulting them. So again, that is, they wanted to pick a fight with the current superpower, which is the United States, and give reason to unite the Islamic Ummah, which is the community or the family and nation of Islam, against the U.S. and to limit the U.S. presence in the Middle East and also in Middle Eastern policy in order to gain the upper hand in the region. They do things on purpose, with intent, and they are prepared to wait for it. And they did it, and they did it on 9/11. And most people do not know the significance of 9/11. We think it's the towers. Well, the towers, the date of 9/11 is so significant to the Islamic history. And you know what? We either ignore our history, not our history, or history in general. We are ignorant of it. In 1697, the Ottoman Empire lost a strategic battle on 9/11 in the Servian Valley on 9/11, and Europe gained power, and they lost a lot of the Western powers, and they stopped it, and that was the start of the demise of the Ottoman Empire. So they picked 9/11 as a statement to say, we are at war with you, the West. That is why they picked that day. And this, on this trailer movie thing, used it for several reasons. Not that it means anything to them. They could care less. What it means to us that we will empathize and we will give in. It also is around the political time where it will manipulate. And they are very good at doing this, manipulating the political structure in America so that the candidate that is the weakest toward Islam will be elected. They are patient, you know, and they'll wait for that opportunity so that they can dominate the Middle East, take over Europe, and ultimately destroy the U.S. and Israel. So they are determined to create an Islamic superpower worldwide. Because for them, this is peace. That is peace, is when Islam has conquered the whole entire earth and it is established with Sharia law, and that is peace in Islam, and they will do it with war. So they did this on purpose. And now if you look in, and I'm going to tell you, the listening audience, look at the videos, look at the uprisings, you need to notice a couple things in there. First of all, you need to notice that a lot of the signs are pre-made, so it was purposely, set up. You'll also notice the black flags. The black flags are extremely significant in Islam. The black flags was the flag Muhammad carried when he conquered cities and towns and nations, and he carried this black flag. And when the black flags were coming, people knew that they were next. And so in their prophecies, in the hadith of the last caliphate, which was when the Ottoman Empire was in control, that was the last caliphate they had. But they are expecting one more, and that caliphate will rule the earth by the Islamic Messiah. And they said in their prophecies that when you see these black flags from Khorasan, which is Afghanistan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Iran, when you see these black flags coming from the east, know that the time is now, and this is when we're going to go for a war for the Mahdi to take the world for Islam. This is what they're saying. This is what they're doing. And there is 34 countries that have uprisings. And if you look at a map, and I found this on Al Jazeera on the internet.
Oh.
If you want to understand Islam, you go to their sources, you go to their websites, you go where they're talking, because they'll talk to each other differently than they'll talk to you.
Yeah.
And of course, some of it's in Arabic, so you can't really understand it unless you do it. But anyway, on this Al Jazeera's link page, it's called Demonstrations Continue Over Anti-Islam Video, dated for September 15th. You go down to the bottom of the article, you'll find this wonderful, wonderful Google map. On this Google map, you'll see every city that had an uprising. It is great. There's a bubble for each place. And if you look at that map, they have actually strategically placed these cities where they're uprising. You'll see in the African coast, it's all along the Mediterranean Sea.
Oh.
All the way through Gaza. And then it goes down the Saudi Arabian near the Arabian Sea. It's a line, you'll see, and they're actually outlining their territory as well as some other places that they're planning to take. This is not sporadic. This is completely planned, and we are stupid. I just have to say, we do not understand the ideology.
No, we don't understand, but there's so much propaganda on the news. And we do have a caller, so I'll see what the caller has a question. Hello, caller.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Yes, do you have a question?
Yes, thank you for taking my question. Generally, the question was concerning the Islamic prophecy, and I have to agree with the doctor that you have there on the show. And, you know, she talked about Sharia law and how the Islamic world would be, I guess, I think what she was intending to say was that there's some that probably think that the whole world should be, I guess, conquered under Sharia law. Is that correct? And if that is the case, wouldn't you say that that would be the same thing that Jehovah's Witnesses are saying about, you know, their coming of a time where the Christ would return and the world laws would become, I guess, subservient to God's law, some kind of way love or Christ consciousness would fill the planet. I don't know if it means there's not going to be a need for any law, because there's still, I mean, we have to take into consideration, that, you know, perhaps just because someone is a Muslim and they're reading the Quran doesn't necessarily mean they understand the Quran, you know. So
correct.
If it's, you know, just be, I mean, there's mainstream, even you'll hear a lot of Islamic people say, well, we got a clean house, we're not practicing the scripture properly, or maybe we don't understand. They say the Mahdi, a caliphate, is supposed to come, but they can't identify. Some groups of thought think that surely this is Christ that it's referring to, and that all Muslims should be baptized. There's a new movement now. It's not being on the news, but there's an entire plethora of Islamic scholars now that are saying we were wrong about the Quran. Christ is indeed the coming of the word of God made flesh. He's the caliphate. Let's be baptized again. We don't find a lot of this, you know. Could we be wrong? Could there be prophecy that maybe, you know, we wake up one day and we see 100 million Muslims being baptized? I mean, is there more to, does it, because I mean,
what is your connection with Islam? How do you know what you're saying? Because you are actually pronouncing the words pretty good. So you have some kind of knowledge. Either you are calling because you are familiar with Islam, or you're part of Islam. So what is your connection with it? Because you are actually saying a lot of the words properly. So what are you trying to say?
Well, I mean, I actually was baptized in the Holy Spirit underneath underneath the banner of Islam, believe it or not.
Okay.
Someone was teaching me the Quran, and that's all we had. We didn't have a Bible, and he was trying to teach me about Christ. And this particular person was so knowledgeable of the Quran that he was able to prove to me things about Christ that even the Muslims as a whole have not accepted in general. And it's just because, I guess, like she said, like the doctor said, that something must have happened in history where they got a whole 75,000 hadiths came up missing concerning the Christ, as far as the crucifixion, the wudu, which is representing the five wounds of Christ, the blood of Christ, the blood of the Lamb.
Did you get familiarized here in the United States, or are you in another country right now?
Sounds like the nation.
Believe it or not, it's right here in the United States. This is a pretty strong.
Well, there is.
But you know, they say that the light's going to rise from the west.
So you got baptized in Islam. Islam?
I was baptized in the name of Jesus, the Lord Jesus, which there's some Muslims.
Under the banner of Islam.
Yes, there's a Muslim group that believes that Christ is Lord, that the Quran is the new song of the Lamb, spoken of Revelations, and that Muhammad was persecuted because he believed in Christ, and he was stoned at Taif because of the mentioning of Christ, and actually did bleed for so he would join the ranks of us Christians who were persecuted in the name of Christ. So I don't know. I'm just totally confused. I'm looking for guidance from people who know, scholars who know.
Sure.
And there seems to be a great biased opinion that's trying to, I don't know.
Well, Islam does believe in Isa. Islam does believe in Isa, but not the same way. Muhammad, even under the banner, which you're talking about, is still Muhammad is exalted as the last and final prophet. So what you're talking about is a confusion, because they do not take Jesus out of the picture. They believe in all the prophets. They believe in a lot of the prophets in the Bible, but Islam there is a liberal wing. And there, are you African American?
I am African American. Yes, as a matter of fact.
Okay, so you're in the wing of, because there's a different type.
Not the
America.
Nation of Islam, though. We're not referring to that. We're talking about a born-again Christian group that is infiltrating Islam, and an Islamic group that's infiltrating Christianity underneath the banner of oneness. We're talking about speaking in tongues, the Quran, interpretation of its proper meanings. It's a lot of big deal about what did it properly mean.
You're talking about Chrislam, then, in a sense.
Well, whatever they call it, one. Maybe it's the future, I don't know, but, you know, I mean, we wouldn't be surprised. I think that, in my opinion, it's my humble opinion, I think that what's happening is that you have a authentic, you know, this is what was spoken, nobody knows what it means, but we think we know what it means. And then you have men that are, do you have political, you know, well, here goes the politics behind, let's make, you know, this policy and that policy, and then money gets in control. And I couldn't say that whether we're good guys or bad guys on either end. But I think that what might happen is if it is true, Christ consciousness has shown a light through the Quran. You got to understand, I received the Holy Spirit from the reading of the Quran. I didn't have a Bible. No one taught me the Bible. It was someone reading the Quran that said, look, Christ is the Word of God made flesh, the Spirit of God on holy on high. Muhammad sang this song. It was later on turned into a Quran. Later on it became a religion. We wash 5 times a day to represent the wounds of Christ, that he received 5 wounds. The times of prayer are the same times he received those wounds. Christ was on the cross for 76 hours. There's a lot of mathematics that prove 100% that God is alone with his Christ, and Christ's name is mentioned along with Allah. In the Bible, in the Quran, Allah means Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Al is Father, the divine. Lamb is the Word, and Ah is the Spirit.
Okay. Well, you know, I wanted to, Susan, I want to make you aware, this is very interesting to hear this man, because this is what is coming upon the earth. This is what is coming upon the earth, of combining these two. And Islam is actually pursuing to do this. But in the end, Islam is the one who is going to conquer. Islam is the one, because just so you know, that Jesus is supposed to come with the Mahdi. And the Mahdi is going to bring Jesus with him, who will make people follow Islam. He will give honor to the Mahdi, and he will demand that they follow him, and he will be given power to go after all of these people who do not, and they will behead those who do not. They will even crucify those who will not. And Jesus will be the one commanding this. This is also in the Hadith. This is also in Islamic theology. I believe Islam, and your listener, I don't know your name. Islam is actually a doctrine sent by demons. It says in the last days that people will give up the faith and instead follow doctrines taught by demons.
Everlasting gospel would be preached from on high from an angel, and that I saw an angel having the everlasting gospel. And
the everlasting gospel is Jesus Christ, him crucified, following him only, not Muhammad. Muhammad did not have the message.
Right,
he
now,
did not
are you, Brenda, excuse me, now, what Brenda has said, is that what you believe, what she just said?
Well, I think that the everlasting gospel is the gospel of truth. I don't think that Muhammad's name is going to stop anything. I think that Muhammad is such a common name now that when you hear it and the magic spell takes place that is being cast, it becomes, oh, Muhammad, and the vibration is in the air. Muhammad, who's that? What is that? But I think that this is nothing but a blind messenger, one who could not hear, one who could not read, as it says, and as was prophesied in Isaiah, the book will be given to one who can't read. Saying, read this, he will say, I cannot read, I'm not learned. This is someone who's a witness of Christ. We misunderstood it. It became a religion.
Yeah, but
I think that
you,
something's going to happen.
Do you believe that what Brenda said, that in the end, that Jesus comes with...
I think Islam is the Lamb.
And then it has to be
Islam. Is Jesus.
Then it has to be Islam. You believe
no,
Jesus?
No, I think that we're going
to read... the end, and then it has to be Islam?
I think we're going to redefine what Islam is. If you come to me and you're a Buddhist, and you tell me, I have obtained enlightenment, and I witness to the Christ, and I say, someone says, he sounds like he's Islam. And say, well, and then eventually we have a new word for it. So right now we're saying Islam, we mean jilbayas and hijabs and all this stuff overseas with these people that are different.
Yeah, but do you believe what Brenda said, that in the end, it's not going to be Jesus? It's going to be Islam.
I think she's misinterpreting, as many Muslims do, misinterpreting.
Well, Brenda, where did you get your information from? Because he's saying you're misinterpreting.
I got my information from the Hadith. I got my information from Islamic sources. I've got my information from actually some of the grand teachers and the mullahs that publish these things on the internet so that you can read them. I can read them and I can hear them because I watch their videos. I listen to them. I listen to them teach here in the United States. I listen to them teach in the overseas. I listen to what they say. And what they say is Jesus is not going to be the one that we focus our attention on. He is going to bow and give honor to the Mahdi and to Islam. He is not going to be the one who every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess.
No, I absolutely disagree with that. I find hadiths that say that Christ actually will be the Khalifa. His likeness is the likeness of Adam, and Adam was the Khalifa for the whole universe. This is from the Quran. From the Holy Quran, not the hadiths. When you go by hadiths, you're going by, that's just like me taking Gnostic texts and using it over the Bible. Hadiths are in a confusion disarray. Not even the entire Muslim world agrees on the hadith. What they do agree on is Quran, and the Quran speaks that Adam, that the likeness of Jesus is the likeness of Adam. If Adam was given all power in heaven and earth and everything was made to bow to him, including the angels, then
Adam
everything is made to bow
to
Christ.
Adam was not given all power in heaven and earth. Adam was a man.
Okay.
The only one that's
first
given all
was
power
before
in heaven
sinned,
and earth
right? Before,
Jesus Christ.
Before Adam, wasn't Jesus the first Adam? Didn't Adam sin and then he lost that power and Jesus
Adam
came to recline it?
Well,
right.
Adam was
the
man.
Right, well, but I thought
Jesus
that Adam
was
given this special thing
he
and then he lost it.
He came in the form
sin.
Of a man, but he was... He okay. never laid down his divinity.
Well,
can I ask you a couple things? I want to ask you two things. First of all, do you say the Shahada?
We believe the Shahada is the same thing as saying that we believe in God and His Christ that came for the shedding of blood of many, and we call that Shahada. Again, Allah means Father, Word, and Holy Ghost.
Okay, but
or
you,
Holy Spirit.
You say the Shahada.
Allah, Al, the Father, Lamb, the Word, and Ah, the Holy Spirit, is one. God says, do not say the three, for it is only one. So saying the Shahada is akin to saying, you know, the word Yahweh. It's just a declaration. I am a witness to God and all of His messengers. Lastly, they
that's
Muhammad.
That's not what the Shahada says. Can you say the Shahada?
The Shahada is, the Kalima Shahada is La ilaha illallah. Okay.
Okay, there, see, you say that even really good. So you are Islamic.
I'm not Islamic. It's the same word as one saying, you know, Elohi, Elohi, lama sabachthani. Oh, my God, why have you forsaken me? When we learn to speak in tongues as a Christian, when we are baptized in the Holy Spirit, and we have been given the gift of interpretation
not.
Of tongues, there is no religion. All religion, the cross is broken.
You say the Shahada in Arabic. I
that's
can't
just
say
like
that
if you go to India and you cook me some Indian food, you know how to cook it. It doesn't make you not American.
You can't mix Muhammad and Jesus. You can't mix
unfortunately,
Quran
it's already
and
been
Bible.
Done. God Himself has done it,
because
actually.
Because the Bible is the Word of God.
Well,
and there can't be two words of God.
There can
be,
many
Quran
words of God.
Bible.
I think God spoke the entire universe into existence, and therefore you and I are words of God. Your DNA is the word of God. The language of your cells is the word
of
God.
I'm not
the
word of God. I'm only a human being.
Well, how did it come? It's not the word of Satan. It's definitely not the word of Satan. When you came into existence.
I'm only a human being. I mean, no human being.
You are a human being consisting of 73 trillion parts, multiple
communications. Yeah, but that doesn't make me God. I can't create anything. When was the last time you created anything?
Well,
do you have any
called,
kind of power to create a universe?
Well,
I doubt it.
God.
No,
I
human
understand we're
being
not God.
Does,
you're right.
Okay?
Definitely. But I'm
so
saying the Word
God
of God
Almighty.
Brought us into existence.
There
I'm only saying
God Almighty.
God Almighty's Word is what caused you to be here. When you have a baby, the miracle of life, that's not you creating that.
There wasn't anybody's word that brought
so
me here.
Well, I would assume that God spoke and said, be and it is,
well,
according to the Bible.
Well, can you make something with the word? Can you create?
None of us can.
No.
None of us
okay,
can.
Then.
Except for God. So. Except for Allah, we say. Allah. The God.
Okay.
We
don't say
Jehovah.
I wanted you to say the Shahada, and I wanted you to say it in English, because it says, there is no God but... There is no God.
Well, if you say the Shahada in English correctly, we're saying.
Greg, I agree.
Let me explain. Let me get control of this program here.
We're not giving Islam a platform here. Okay. And
I think
we do not endorse Islam. We do not endorse the Quran. But this young man called in, and Brenda is very well versed in Islam, and I want her to have a conversation with him because he is confused. He told us a few minutes ago that he is confused. And so God is not the author of confusion, and he does not have to be confused. So, Brenda, go ahead and ask your question.
Yes, I wanted him to say the Shahada, because if you say the Shahada, it means there is no God but Allah. Muhammad is the messenger of God. That is the shortest version, but it is denying that Jesus is the last messenger in saying that, and that Jehovah and Allah are not the same God.
I totally disagree with you. I think there's 100% proof against what you're saying.
Listen, when you compare the Jehovah of the Old and New Testament and Allah of the Quran and also of the Hadith, which was spoken of by Muhammad, the Hadith, for those of you who are listening, are the words of Muhammad that other people have heard him say. And it's a compilation of them. And so today, the Hadith are being exalted as high as the Quran itself. So, and the true Islam, listen, and I'm saying this because this is what we're up against in the world right now, and this is what we're talking about on the subject of the whole entire world going up in arms, in the Middle East. And this is the arm that is against Israel. This is the arm, and this is it. Those who say they have true Islam, so, sir, you would be considered not to have true Islam if you do not believe the Hadith and if you do not believe the Quran. According to these Muslims who are uprising right now, you do not have true Islam, because just as Christianity is saying, we're going to go back to the truth of the scriptures, we're going to go back and find out what God actually said in the Bible and the New Testament, what Jesus actually said to us, we're going to go and listen to his words and follow him literally. This is what Islam is saying. Islam is saying we are going back to the words of Muhammad, and we are going to go back and do what he did and do what he told us to do, and we are going to follow him literally. We are going to follow him exactly in Arabic.
No, they're not. They're not. As a whole, they're not. If you saw that, you'd see Muslims crying in the streets. You'd see Muslims giving to the poor. You'd see Muslims sacrificing themselves for goodness. If you found someone ready to implement the Quran and the Hadith, you would find Muslims on the streets giving.
Where do you see that?
And you don't, because they're not implementing the Quran or the Hadith.
Well,
trust me.
I don't see
that.
Listen, you are actually saying something that is half true. You are saying only the halfway part. According to the son of Hamas, who is the son of one of the Hamas leaders in Palestine.
Who are they?
Hamas, you don't know who the Hamas
is. I know who they are, but who are they? These are Arabs that have a small understanding of the Quran. You're using this as that's like me taking Timothy Leary as a poster child for Christianity or something. This is crazy, these examples. And it's sad. We're talking about
Timothy
healing
Leary
humanity.
Has nothing to do with Christianity.
And Hamas has nothing to do with Islam.
To compare an LSD guru with Christianity is ridiculous. Go on.
That's the same thing.
It's not the same thing. No.
Hamas has viewpoints that are not based in Islam. I don't even want to get into those things.
Well, let her finish.
You need to listen to the son of Hamas, who actually left this. And the reason I'm pointing this out, and I know you got caught up in the Hamas because you're apparently against Hamas, but I am telling you, based on the son of Hamas, he describes it this way in Islam. Yes, Islam, at the beginning, Islam is like a ladder. You start at the bottom ladder and you work your way up to the top. To the bottom of the ladder, you start off, you're doing the peaceful things, you do the good things that you are talking about, sir. You are talking about these good things. You are talking about how they help the poor and they give. And this is how the son of Hamas describes this. He said, you start there, but you are not supposed to stay there. You do not stay there. And you climb the ladder, and the highest part of the rung of the ladder is the jihad. This is what we're seeing. And he said that the moderate Muslims, which maybe you are part of that, I don't know if you are or not, as far as where you stand in your faith, in your whatever this, you know, combination you're talking about,
is Islam.
The moderate Muslims, he says, is more dangerous than the ones who are actually in the jihad at the top of the ladder. The reason he says this is because the moderate ones, you never know when they're going to cross from being moderate and peaceful to being the suicide bomber. This is what he said. Everybody starts at the bottom of the ladder. That's how he describes it. So what you are saying, sir, is true in Islam. And this is what they're doing here in the United States. They're actually establishing themselves in their host country. And I know this because I've studied this. They will establish themselves in their host country, and they will submit to this host country's and it, to a point. They will work within the host countries economically. They will work in the host countries politically. They will work physically by growing their families and using the political system for their benefit and for their mission. This is their point. Want, and you're seeing this in Egypt right now. You're seeing this in Libya right now. The United States with people, Christians, were saying, woohoo, Islam has finally seen the light. They're having democracy. They're becoming like the West. That everybody has this freedom to vote and freedom to do what they want. That is our mistake, because in Islam, democracy does not mean
it
what it
is.
Means.
Well, oh.
It does not mean what it means. Revolution, and they are saying revolution. And they mean war. That's what they mean. They do not mean democracy. They mean we are fighting against you, the West. We are kicking out your ideology. We do not want your democracy. We want Islam and Sharia law. We want all this. And when in their host country, now I'll let you speak in just a second. In the host country in which they reside, which, you know, I'm using the United States as an example, now that they are not in power, they will work under the radar. They will work in a peaceful means. But as we have just seen now in Egypt, now that the Muslim Brotherhood, who is not just one fraction within Islam, it is an umbrella of a group of fractions underneath it. The Muslim Brotherhood is the very symbol of combining the Ummah of Islam together under one head, and it is not just one, and it's not just a radical wing. It is one that leads to unite it. And so once they get into power, they will crush everything underneath it. The Quran, and you can point this out to me, I don't even know the exact verse, but the Quran says that live as far as you can in peace as long as you are not in control. Once you get into peace, how dare you live in peace? I'm paraphrasing it. Do not live in peace with them. Make it the law of the land of Allah and Sharia. And Sharia is against Christians. There, you don't see one Jew and one, well, very, very little, okay, one synagogue.
Absolutely not. This is absolutely, that is, and I have to commend it, because it's hard to untangle the web of something that's been tied together so seamlessly as a trick, I guess you want to say. I call it propaganda. The truth is that even though the Quran has been on earth for, I don't know, 1,400-something years, they're not finished understanding and unraveling the meanings. The truth is, in the midst of all that, you have the Christ. In the midst of all that, you have the Spirit of God that's moving.
Yeah, but who?
And,
I have a question.
And nothing,
especially
not
Islam.
You're talking
about that.
I'm sorry.
What is the Islamic view of Jesus? Because there's a question.
The Islamic view of Jesus, according to the Holy Quran, the view. You have the Holy Quran view, where there are mystical pages, some of which many will say, I'm not qualified to give a meaning, even though the meaning is clear there. And eventually the prophecies are going to come. The prophecy is that the Quranic meanings is what's going to change the world. What she's saying about, you know, the world changing, and, you know, there are many Muslims
well,
who believe it's
going to
be.
Well, then you can't believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior.
Yes, you do
believe
that
the Quran
Christ
is
going to
change
Savior.
The world.
No, absolutely. Listen, the Quran is the song of the land.
Serve two masters. You can only serve one master.
It's only one master.
And, well, yeah, there's the only master, one master, and his name is Jesus Christ.
Well, you can name it Jesus Christ.
No,
you can name
it
Yahushua.
There's no
you can name it
either.
Jehovah. You
You're
can name it Yahweh.
That you believe in, that Jesus is the Son of God, yet you call him
yes.
it? He's
yes,
not
well,
it.
We, well, it's a principle, the Word of God.
No,
he
no,
ascended,
he's
he ascended
not
beyond.
It.
He ascended
okay.
beyond man
no,
and
he's
became.
Not in it. He's a
well,
person.
Well, we don't want to.
Say,
we don't want
to.
We're getting into the mystical
that he
nature.
To earth? You believe
yes,
that
definitely.
Jesus? So what?
And
what
shed
was
his blood,
he here
yes.
for then? When he was here?
He was here to shed his blood for many, to be a sacrifice, as it says in the Quran, a mathal, for the children of Israel, and then for the entire
so
mankind.
So then, what did the sacrifice of shedding his blood mean?
It remitted the sins from the as it says in the Quran.
Well, who
he purified
can remit sins except God.
He was God, Allah. Allah raised
no,
him to himself. He says, Rafi'u ilayya.
How can he be Jesus and be Allah? He can't be
Christ was
God.
Raised unto Allah. Christ became a part of God's, if you will, the Godhead. I don't want to get, it's kind of interesting
no,
the way the Quran says it.
No, it's not interesting. It's confusing. You see,
it's not confusing at all.
You're
God
not even
took
making
Christ.
Any sense.
He,
it
he
doesn't
took
even make
himself.
Any
he gave
sense.
Himself,
see?
And when he was no longer himself,
no,
he became
no,
God.
No, no, no. You're not making
it was God,
any sense.
It was God
you
the Word, and he was sent.
God. And that he had the, and then you don't call him God. Then you
no,
want to
we didn't.
Go back
we, well,
to calling
well, Jesus
him Allah.
Has three
then
different names. I'll clarify for you. I'm going
to clarify
for you.
Then you want
to three names for Jesus in the Bible. He's the
you know,
Jesus
God
the servant,
the
Jesus the messenger,
confusion.
And Jesus that is
you can't talk, you can't
the Word of God.
Keep talking over me, okay? I know what I'm talking about because I know who Jesus Christ is.
The Spirit of God, the Word of
no,
God.
No, he's not the Spirit of God. You just said a few moments ago that Jesus came to the earth. And he died for your sins. And who can forgive sins but God?
God.
If he was not God, he could not die for anyone's sins.
He is God, not was, is. He is
well,
currently
then
functioning in the...
Well, then a few seconds ago you said he's not God. You
no,
called him an it. And then you called him Allah.
Allah. Allah.
Well, no,
yes.
He's not Allah.
Allah.
There's
well,
no
if
Allah
you
t-
if you
heaven.
Take the word Allah and you make it into something else, then with your mind, so you got to understand
well,
we're communicating
see, now
above
you're getting
words.
Angry. Now, wait a minute.
No, no,
see,
no, we're not. We're communicating above words. If we take the word Allah, we make it into meaning
Allah
something
thing.
Else. We have the power to do that. We have the power to
so,
take words and make them take them out of their meaning.
Well, you see? You
so
see
this
how
is unfortunately.
Up people
but,
get,
but traditionally, though, the word Allah means
no.
the Father God on high. El means El Shaddai.
It does.
El Jehovah Jireh.
Is not Jesus
Gabriel,
Christ, the Savior of
El.
The world. He did
say
not
again?
Come to earth and die on a cross for you
well,
and, for, and to die for your
if,
sin.
If the parable is correct, Allah did come to earth and die on a cross for us in the form
Who?
Of Jesus Christ.
No.
That's what
well,
I'm trying to
wrong.
Show you here.
Yeah, there, that's wrong.
It,
okay?
it, well,
that's
I'm telling
lie.
You that, you know, it's not that Allah
that's
died, but I know
the
there's
Bible.
Muslims out there, they're going to say, what?
And
What's
there's
going
no,
on?
There's you know? No... Quran and there's no Bible that go together and we read
Absolutely
both of them.
Absolutely they go together. They
and
are 100% the same
and then
scripture.
The whole thing you're talking about is confusion.
Not
and
at
that's
all.
Why you're confused because it's just like Buddhism. You can't ever understand it because there's always
sure
a mystery
can.
Attached. We don't believe that. The
no,
gospel
no, no,
is
no.
Simple.
See, I'm going to tell you
the
something. One day
the gospel is simple. We don't have to, you know, go digging and trying to find mysteries
it's,
and
it's,
magic
it's,
spells and secrets because God can reveal himself to us in his word.
And that's the Holy Spirit. And then what I'm telling you is that when
you
have
don't
achieved
have
this
the Holy Spirit.
Only God knows who has
no.
the Holy Spirit.
Well, you
but
don't
when we
because
have achieved...
if you had the Holy Spirit, you would not be calling Jesus Christ the Son of God, the Savior of the world, the most precious Lamb of God who shed his sins, be calling him an it.
Well, I think we can say Allah, and we can say it when we can't say he or she.
No, well,
and
he's
I, and,
not an it, and he's not an Allah. He's
okay,
Jesus Christ.
Well, I will say
Savior.
That it was the power
the
of
God,
Allah that brought the Christ.
The only begotten Son of the Father. And
these
there
are,
is
these
a
are, these
Father,
are, these
Son,
are, these
and
are,
Holy Ghost.
Are,
There's three persons, not one.
Three persons per son? You know what a person is?
Well,
a person
who
is a son
is
of
the
Adam.
Holy Spirit? Who is the Holy Spirit then?
The Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit.
And is
and,
the Holy
and,
Spirit a person?
The Holy Spirit is part of Allah. Christ is part of Allah, and Allah is
Can I
is
ask
Allah.
You? Can I ask you? What, can I ask you? Do you believe that God has a son?
God does have the God fathered his word. He spoke the word, and therefore he's the father of that word. And in that sense, he spoke the word, and thus were things created. The Hebrew word that
you didn't answer my question. Do you believe that
yes.
God has a son?
God has.
Okay.
God has, and if you're referring to is Jesus Christ the only begotten Son according to the Quran, he is the Bin Allah. Yeah, Ruhin Minhu. Ruhin Minhu. This means that there's no other prophet that's given this title. Muhammad is not given this title. Moses is not given this title.
Is he the Son of God?
We just said Ruhin Minhu. This is the ultimate title. This is
what
you're referring to.
Not Ruhu Minhu. Jesus Christ. We're not talking about Ruhu Minhu.
Okay, well, see, that's when we get into the word. It didn't sound this way, so what does it mean?
You are confused.
No, it's just translation. I don't understand it.
It's nothing but confusion. You know, get yourself a Bible, and I would recommend a King James Bible.
I have actually studied thoroughly the Bible interlinear and King James, and the Quran goes right along with it. You're not talking to
a
person that hasn't studied.
Just listen to me for a minute. Get yourself, put the Quran aside for a few months. Take out the Bible.
I've done that for years.
No, you have not.
For years.
Because if you were sincere about looking into the Word of God, and I know I did it myself because I didn't believe the Bible one time. I started to read it, and then I started to believe it. But I read it verse by verse, line upon line, precept upon precept.
Have you read it in Hebrew?
No, don't read it in Hebrew. Read it in
Hebrew.
Read it in English. Just read it in English.
Well, then that's where we have a problem. First of all,
wait a minute. You don't.
So now you're not going to.
Are you a Hebrew scholar?
Well, do you refer to Jesus as Yahushua?
Wait a minute. Are you a Hebrew scholar?
Is it okay to say Yahushua?
Could
you say the word Yahushua, the name that cast out all
demons
and all this? And
wait a minute. Wait a minute here. You cannot listen.
I know exactly. I know what
I mean,
exactly
you are confused.
The Spirit
okay?
of God. That's what Yahushua means. The
look,
sheen.
Wait a minute.
Yes, I am a Hebrew scholar. I've studied the Kabbalah. I have studied the mystical understandings
is nothing but
of
witchcraft.
Yes,
it's nothing
again?
But witchcraft, the Kabbalah.
No, that's not true. It didn't
well,
start
it
off as witchcraft.
And
it started
God,
off as an understanding
God is
of God's word.
Against witchcraft. Okay,
no,
he
not,
has no other
witchcraft.
Gods before
it's not
him.
Witchcraft.
No Allah.
That's unfortunate. This
no
knowledge
Kabbalah,
of the prophets.
None of it. Okay, this is my advice to you, and I'm telling you, if you will do that, you will be happy.
Kinda.
You will be at peace with yourself. You will have the true love of God if you will take the Bible, and I recommend King
and read
James.
It side by
take
side
that
with the
Bible
Quran,
and wash your
Spirit,
mind
right.
out with the washing of the water of the Word, and then call me back in about a month.
I'm telling you,
no Quran, no Ben Hababa or whatever.
Wow.
Okay?
So that's it. See, and this, what this has done, I'm going to show you what this has done. This has actually
exposed you because if you had the Holy Spirit, you would test the spirit of the word. You wouldn't be directly on the word.
Oh, Hababa,
Habib,
and all this. What's not different?
And
there are some
either
who,
you're going to take the help
that,
or you're not going to take it. Okay? I'm telling you, you're confused. All right? You're messed
okay,
up.
Okay, so answer the question.
It's
do you refer
up.
To Christ as Yahushua? When you,
I refer
when you're
to
done
him,
pack, picking
I refer to him
me,
as
you,
Jesus Christ. That's
what about
I
Yahushua? Is this a name? Have scholars verified this Yahweh, Yahushua, as being the coming
don't
of the anointed?
Don't get hung up in all
okay,
the
okay, so
all
now,
the
we
names,
have, now we have, don't get
and
caught
this
up.
Name
what about El Shaddai?
Name,
what about
simple,
Jehovah Jireh? Because you're
minute.
Having a problem with the Holy Tongue. You're trying to confuse people about
no
the
holy
tongue,
tongue
that is above.
Okay,
it's
there
a heavenly
is no
language.
Holy tongue.
There is a holy
simplistic.
Tongue. It's called the
no,
speaking in tongues,
no
ma'am.
Tongue.
It's verified by science and by scripture.
Wait a minute.
There
okay.
is a such thing as speaking
right,
in tongues
I
in the
you
Holy
go,
Spirit.
We got another caller, but look.
Okay, so that's the Quran.
You,
when you talk
I'm,
about
I've
speaking
got,
in tongues, you're talking about
I,
the Quran.
I just want to wait a minute.
Okay, interpretation
hold
of speaking in tongues, that's the Holy Quran.
I'm going to have to hang up on you.
Okay.
What I want, what I would like you to do, and please, in about a month, call me back. Take out the Bible and
Yahushua,
only read it,
Jehovah
and don't read anything
Let's,
else.
We don't have to say
and
Allah.
Then call me
we
back.
Can say Yahweh
I'm take
and still say La ilaha illallah,
okay.
illa Yahweh.
Now, let me take this other caller. Hello, caller.
Yes. Good afternoon, ladies. Thank you for taking my call. Very interesting conversation that you had with the last caller. I found it fascinating. And my heart goes out to that man because he's so deluded and deceived and it is the only the Holy Spirit that can break through that deception. But my question is, with all the rumblings that's going on in the Middle East, do you think this might be the start of the Gog Magog war?
No, I do not think it's the start of the Gog Magog war. It may be a precursor to the Gog and Magog war, but all the nations are surrounding Israel will come and attack it. But Israel has to stand alone first in order to do that. We have not broken our ties completely with Israel yet. So, no, it is not the start of that. What it is the start of is, I believe, personally, is the rise of the beast that is spoken about in the Revelation. Reason I say this is because what we need to watch, everything is focusing on the Middle East. It always has. A prophecy is based on what Israel, what is focused on Israel. All the powers that were spoken of in Daniel from the statue that were overseeing that power was in a certain particular place in the land of Babylonia. It started with Babylon, and it will end in that same area. I believe the revived Roman Empire is actually the eastern part of the empire rather than the western part of the empire. I do believe in the revived revived Roman Empire, but I believe we have for a long time misplaced our focus to be in the west instead of the eastern side, which would focus more on the Byzantine Empire or the Turkish area. That is what we need to keep our eyes on. And it is the rise of this particular coalition of armies that will actually come against Israel and the West and the world. And that is my opinion based on my studies and what I'm seeing. I believe that Rome has a role in it in a less significant way, personally. I believe, and the reason why is because Islam, like I said, they like this. they remember what you've done. They remember, and they are actually going to go after the Roman Catholic Church. They have a score to settle with them.
Oh, yeah.
yes, that's what I'm saying. They remember. And this is also in their prophecies. Not that their prophecies have any power, because the Bible is
no,
the prophecy.
No, they don't.
The Bible is actually that which has prophetic significance. But I tell people this all the time. It doesn't matter what we think about Islam. It doesn't matter what we think we know about Islam. What really matters is what they think, what Islam thinks about themselves. Okay, Islam believes this. They are actually, there is going to be a battle in Syria, according to the prophecies, and they are going to actually have a battle with Rome. That is also in their prophecies. So they believe it. They are moving towards that direction. It's interesting when I've been a Christian 37 years. I've studied prophecies since I was 15 when I was first introduced to that. That's a long time ago. That was in the early 80s. And I remember watching it because I remember, you know, I grew up in the Catholic Church, and I always thought that it was going to be that was the focal point all throughout. But we were told to watch. We're told to watch, and we're supposed to prepare. And as I'm watching, I'm seeing something ominous. Now, what is interesting to me is that when I study end times eschatology and Islamic eschatology, they actually are flipped. Flipped, meaning they parallel one another, but they're flipped. Meaning, and I'm not saying that there's going to be an Islamic Antichrist or anything like that, because nobody knows that yet. I think as the time goes on, we're going to get more and more understanding about it. As they write your charts on cheap paper, then it will be easier to throw it away, rip it up, whatever. Because if the prophets who were giving the people the Bible missed Jesus, how much more could we have a lack of understanding about what's going on? So, but I do believe there is something extremely significant about this with Bible prophecy. that is actually rising from this area. All the four beasts that are mentioned in Revelation and Daniel actually took place in this particular area, in the Babylonia area, Turkish area, Israel, the Middle Eastern area. And all of those four different dominions that were in the past are now Islamic. So it's interesting that this is all coming back. I do these shows so that people can think beyond what we know. Think and prepare for what is coming. Now, I also believe, you know, there's a rapture coming, but we don't know when that's going to happen. It doesn't say exactly when it's going to happen. There is no verse that says it's going to happen at this moment, this time, this day. And those who do that, who set the dates, are misguiding a lot of people. They can't do that. And we have to understand, and I believe suffering is going to come for us here in the United States. I believe it because I, you know, not only because my own sense and internal, internal sight, but all in spiritual eyes, but also because my brothers and sisters all over the place are hearing the same thing. We're hearing these things. Beware, warning. It's not to be fearful, but it is to say we only have so much time to work while there is still day. I do want to say something about that caller. I have studied Kabbalah. I have studied Gnosticism. I have studied Islam. And this man is actually the core of all these studies. Gnosticism is going through the church right now within the church, and it is to unite all of these religions. It's kind of like the ecumenical movement within the Catholic Church.
Yeah, well, he did say about the one mind, to come to the one
correct.
Mind, the Christ consciousness. Yeah, he was saying all the buzzwords.
And those are all that this is the new thing, and the word, the Yahoshuas, which, by the way, if he's still on, I'd say that it has been proven that there is no support for what he's saying. So, do you have another question?
The movement that's going through all the churches, as a matter of fact, is all this combining of all these religions, like the Pope, the Quran, and all these things that are going on.
But it's not limited to the Pope or the Catholic Church. It's happening in the Protestant Church under the banner of the emerging church.
Oh, it's happening.
Well, that's probably why they call it the emerging church, because they want you to believe that propaganda. But I wanted to ask, and I'll ask the caller and also Brenda, because I know in our community here now, the county that I live in is about 175,000 people. And they just put a mosque here just a few years ago. How many mosques are in your community? I see that probably there will be a mosque in every county in this country eventually.
I haven't seen any near my residence, but I do know that the churches, just, you know, the Christian churches, they are all turning into this ecumenical, let's all be one, let's all be happy together, hold hands and sing kumbaya. And, you know, it's so clear what is said in Matthew 24 when they ask Jesus, you know, when will these things be? What will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? And Jesus says, warns them three times, do not be deceived. And I was just having a conversation with a friend of mine. I said, I cannot believe how the occult is moving into the churches.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just blowing me away.
It is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's quite amazing, really, how
like
fast it's come
caller.
In and it's taken a stronghold.
Yeah, and just like the previous caller, they really, truly believe what they think and what's being told to them is truth, because the problem.
Yeah, but look how angry they get when you say start saying anything about Allah. Then the temper rises. So you can see you know, you see what happened in Libya and how, you know, they murdered those poor people, those poor innocent people, the ambassador and his group, and how people get all riled up.
Well, that storyline has nothing to do with what happened. That is just a ruse. I mean, I'm convinced it's totally planned out. I mean, you know, September 11th, the whole thing. So, I mean, you know, so, and all the
But we
other
can
things.
See how they will take up arms if you say anything against their beliefs, how, you know, they do get angry. They do,
a lot of things on the
you know, riot in the streets.
There's a lot of books out there that don't show Muhammad in a good light, but, you know, so, I mean, it could have just been anything or nothing, because they're going to do what they're going to do. But, yeah, going back to this country and the movement that's just going through the churches right now, and what Jesus said that would start happening as we see the times changing in Matthew 24. Do not
mm-hmm.
be deceived.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you very
yes.
much.
Well, thank
You're
you
welcome.
For calling in. Thanks so much. But, Brenda,
yeah,
I wonder
have...
if you could just make a short comment. We're not on the air anymore, but, of course, this will be archived. But I should have
yeah.
scheduled it for longer. I should have known better. But what do you think about, and are there any mosques there in your area? What do you think
yeah.
about the growth of all these mosques?
Yes, we have a huge, in Springfield, Missouri, which is the Bible Belt or the buckle of the Bible Belt, there is a huge shrine mosque, which is one of the central buildings in downtown Springfield. They also have an Islamic center in here in the Springfield area. It's called the Imam Ali Mosque. And so, yes, these are actually going up. This is part of the Dawah of Islam. The Dawah of Islam is the evangelization of a society. And they start off by actually trying to change your perception about what Islam really is, which
yeah.
this man we're talking about was trying to change it. Now, one of the things in talking to these kinds of people is actually, if you noticed, I noticed the words he was using, and I identified that he was actually saying them correctly. And they will appear to be somebody who's interested at first until you get into the conversation.
Yeah.
And this is to lead people away from the truth because they want to engage in this kind of discussion. And but I wanted everybody to realize that he is not coming from a Christian perspective, because if we didn't know that up front, he would say, well, this is really what Jesus means. This is what this means. When he is actually, when you know he's coming from an Islamic perception, then you know that he is actually he has a different intent in the conversation. And we need to be aware of about these things, because many people are being led away from the truth through their lack of knowledge and their lack of ability to defend what they believe. And
yeah.
so, yes, and you can't, and if you cannot
number
defend,
one, that's the number one, lack of being able to defend what you believe.
Correct. Yeah. And, well, you can't defend something you don't know much about.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't read the Bible, and if you don't have an interactive relationship with Jehovah, not Yahushua, or, you know, whoever, and that is a huge thing right now. This is also in the Hebraic Roots movement.
Oh,
the,
yeah, yeah.
And going back to the mystical meaning of the word, which is in Kabbalah, and that is actually Jewish mysticism, by the way,
yeah.
Is Kabbalah is, and it says it's a science and not a religion, go figure. It's a science that you can apply to any religion and make it better, you know, so, and that is very demonic, because as you, let me tell you, and other listeners who have this in archive will hear this, but in Kabbalah, they are supposed to be eating off the tree of life. We are not allowed to eat off the tree of life until we are in the presence of God himself, and Jesus is reigning over and ruler of of all creation. Well, he is ruler of all creation, but physically ruling over us. We are in the New Jerusalem. We are not allowed to eat off that tree. We have been banned to eat off that tree because of our sin. They say you can eat off that tree right now. And the further you go down, you start from the top and you go all the way down. The further you go down, the more in depth you get as far as who you're listening to. And at the bottom of that, you are actually taking information from spiritual beings.
Oh, yeah, from the devil.
Correct.
You graduate to. It's kind of like the higher order of the Masons. Once you get into the higher order, you find out really who your master is there. And it's Jesus Christ.
It is not. It is not. And Islam does not believe that God has a son who is Jesus, the Messiah, who is divine. They do not believe that Jesus is. And that's why
they say it. You see, but it's other cults. They say it, but then they'll say something else. They'll say, oh, yes, he's the son of God.
But they don't. This is what I'm saying. They don't say it because they don't say Jesus. Did you notice he didn't say Jesus?
No.
He said Christ.
Oh, I see.
He said Christ. We hear Jesus. We got to hear their language. They're saying Christ.
Yeah.
The Christ. In Islam, the Christ is coming.
Say that in Islam, the Christ is coming.
Well, yes, he's going to come with. He is going to come. The Mahdi is the Christ. Jesus is his counterpart. That's the only time they use Isa, is when Jesus is a counterpart of the Christ. And this is what you know. And I remember when the New Age movement was getting underway, and they made this announcement that the Christ is now here, and they put it in the newspaper.
They put full page ad in the newspaper.
They did. And you know what? This is what Islam is teaching now. Said, you know what? Every religion believes in a Christ.
Yeah.
But they misunderstand who he is. And here, we are here to tell you who he truly is. And we have the more enlightened and awakened, and this is what this man was saying, the more enlightened and awakened way to understand who the Christ is.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's what he was saying, yeah. We have the more enlightened way.
And that is what Muhammad says, and that is what the Islam says. And that's how they get people to try to empathize with them or hear them out or to believe what they're saying or doubt what they believe. This is how they do it. So we have to notice that if they don't say Jesus, if they use Yahushua, or if they use, because they won't even use Jesus now in a lot of those movements that say Yahushua.
Yeah, no, they won't say his name, no.
Because they believe that Jesus was actually a name for a Greek god. So they won't say his name because they say it, they bring curses upon themselves.
Oh, well, is that why? Yeah, because they talk about something about a holy tongue, and they have these things.
Yeah, so isn't that doctrines of demons? You can't say the word Jesus because Jesus will bring curses upon yourself. That's occultic.
Because Jesus said his name was above all names, and at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And, of course, devils tremble at the name of Jesus. So, sure, you don't want to say the name of Jesus. Yeah.
And so when you're discussing with somebody, you've got to be aware when they say the Christ, they are not saying Jesus. And I've had people in the church say, well, I'm not going to stop using my Christ, the word Christ. Well, you've got to it's not stopping saying the word Christ. It's understanding it doesn't mean what you mean it to be.
Right.
When somebody else is saying it, they don't mean it that way. This is where you have to understand the cultural lingo and the language what is being used today. The language being used today is the Christ can mean anything in Buddha, Hinduism, Christian, Islam, especially in Islam. All of them can have the Christ, and we're all waiting for the Christ. Go
figure. Yeah, yeah. Whether it's anti or the real Jesus Christ. Christ.
Right. So,
they're waiting for the Christ. Yes, they're going to be surprised. You know, some of them will be very surprised when they meet the Antichrist. But, I mean, it was a really, I thought it was a good discussion. I'm glad he called in.
It actually shows people, even though he was given a little bit of platform to say something, it shows people what they're saying.
Yeah.
They're saying these things.
Exactly. I thought it was good to have show people what they believe, and so this way you can avoid the deception, because we want people to know we no way endorse anything he had to say. Because, you know, obviously he was very confused. I think deep down in his heart, he knows he's confused.
You said he was confused at first, but he was not confused. He knew that exactly what he was saying. And as he realized that I knew what he was talking about, he became more clear in what he was saying. He said he was confused. But also in Islam, you can lie. You can lie in order to draw out, if there's a good means at the end. In order to promote Allah, you can lie at first, and so that you can establish the conversation and move from there.
I see.
Yes. So he said that, and that's why I had to, the first question I used is having to ask him, who are you? How do you know these words? How are you saying these? You say it better than I can say it. And I'm studying it. I can't even say the Arabic blessing on Muhammad that you have to say every time you say his name. And as you can tell, he didn't say Muhammad very often, because if you say it without the blessing, you will curse yourself.
Yeah, he didn't say it. But it's kind of the scripture that came to mind when he was talking, one of them anyway, was how, you know, Jesus was talking to the Pharisees and he was telling them, yeah, you wash your hands and you do this and you observe all these things, and yet you're like dead men's bones. So it was the same thing he was saying. I pray five times a day and I do this and I do that. And none of that means anything to God. You must be born again.
Yes, and in 1 John, and I want to say this as to capsulate, you know, to say what I was, as far as God being the Son. In 1 John, it says this. It says in chapter 2, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of Father is not in him, starting with 15. For everything in the world, the cravings – no, actually, I'm a little bit ahead. Let me jump down to 18. I moved my cursor up. It says, dear children, this is the last hour. And church, hear this. Listeners, hear this. This is the last hour. He was saying this for us. And as you know, you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. Even now, many Antichrists have come. This is how we know it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they did not really belong to us.
Yes, they are not of us.
For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. He is no longer a Christian, this particular man, but their going showed that none of them belonged to us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth. I do not write to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie comes from the truth. Who is a liar? It is the man who denies that Jesus is the Christ. That Jesus, not the Christ, not Muhammad, not Allah. Jesus is the Christ. Such a man is the Antichrist. He denies the Father and the Son.
Yes.
No one who denies the Son has the Father.
That's
whoever
right.
acknowledges the Son has the Father also.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You cannot say he is just one. He is the Son and the Father. He
yes.
is not the Son and the Father combined.
Yes.
He is the Son, and he has the Father. If he has a Son, you cannot have them as one thing. It is not. And John is specific in saying this, and we have to understand this. We have to understand what the truth is, and if you know the truth, know how to defend it.
Amen. That's right. So
And he ends by saying, one more thing, see that you have heard from the beginning remains in you. See that what you've heard from the beginning remains in you. Even if it does, you also will remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is what is he promised us, even eternal life.
Yeah,
so
eternal
see
life.
That what you know in the beginning, what you have accepted as Christians, that Jesus is the one you follow. Jesus is the end. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the way. And
amen.
If you do not have that, you do not have the Son, and you need to remain in that, remain in him that way. That is how you remain in him, and no other way is the way. I'm done.
Amen.
I'm not done. I'm just starting.
I know. We'll have to do it again real soon, because I just thought it was a great program. But Brenda, I wanted you to end the program and pray for anyone out there that would like to come to know the Jesus that we know.
Lord Jesus, we know the truth. We know you. You are the only truth. You are the only way. And everything stands and falls on you. You are the one who will give life and eternal life. It is not in this world. It is not in the fallacies and the philosophies of this dark, dark world. And I pray for every listener who's listening today that you will solidify your truth of Jesus in their hearts and lives. And Lord, those who are seeking you, show them Jesus. Show them Jesus, because it is Jesus that is pulling people out of Islam. It is Jesus who is pulling people out of Kabbalah. It is Jesus who is pulling people out of the Catholic Church. It is Jesus who is pulling people out of the Baptist Church. It is Jesus who is the one who actually shows you the way. And I pray, oh God, that your Holy Spirit will convict the hearts of anyone listening today. And show us that our time, those of us who walk strongly in you, that our time is short, that we cannot live day to day as though there is nothing going on. We have to live with intention and speak with intention and do with intention, because the night is coming. And I pray, oh God, that you, Lord, will show that each and every one here that this is the only truth that they will ever need to have and know. And your word, write it into their hearts that they may know you, the kindness and mercy of God.
Yes, the goodness of God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Amen.
Well, we had church now.
Yeah, we did. We had church. I'll tell you, that was some church service. Preach me happy. Oh. All right, God bless you. Brenda, thank you so much. You're such a blessing. And we'll have to do it again real soon, because that was terrific, really.
Yes, and yes, it is. And I
for
thrive
doing your homework.
Well, I thrive on it, and I know it's got to be the Lord, because who could be so thrilled to go into a store and buy the most heathen book and read it and say, wow, look what I found. And I read it, and I was like, I can confront this now because I understand it.
Well, that's it. Everybody has their gift.
That's right. And
it's wonderful that God allows us to have this platform, because we were able to get a message out that not too many people are talking about, you know, on a mass scale. When you see the audience, you can get on television. But as God is building our audience and he's allowing us to preach in this format, it's such a tremendous blessing, because I know people are being ministered to and they're being helped, and that's the main thing.
Yes.
And God, we do pray, too, for the young man that called today, and we pray that he comes to the knowledge of the truth and he has true peace in his heart, which I know he doesn't have.
And everybody say this, because if you notice what he said, he's an Islamic cleric. He said that in one of his, in the argument as I was listening to you.
Oh.
He said he was an Islamic cleric. So those of you who heard him, pray for this Islamic cleric. God knows who he is. So,
yeah.
And so that's why I say he said he was confused, but he's not confused. He's not. So, but yes, pray.
Well, he is now. there's something powerful about the truth, because I know when I didn't know Jesus, and then someone would shoot a few darts my way, you know, the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, and that truth would hit me, and then I would think about it, and I would think about those words, and eventually those words were planted in my heart. They took root and they bore fruit. So it's the same
Amen.
Thing like today. There was enough truth, I believe, that he heard. And we pray that God brings it to his remembrance and that he does think about it, and that truth
Amen.
Will take root and, you know,
Amen.
Come to the glorious light of the gospel of our blessed Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Well, Susan,
all right,
it was great. It was great being with you today.
Yeah.
I was wondering if I was going to make it through it because I have a cold, a really bad cold. So
oh.
I said, Lord, your grace is sufficient for me.
And it was.
And so, yes, I was struggling way before, you know, all
oh.
day today. So
uh-huh.
the Lord is good. And he
yeah.
he
gave
he
you
will
the
help.
Strength.
Yes.
To talk.
My voice is going.
You know, sometimes when you have a cold, you can't talk.
Well, yeah,
long.
When your eyes are running and you're sneezing all the time and you're.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
it's awful.
That's exactly what it was.
Horrible.
Oh, yeah.
But
yep.
God gave
so
you
anyway.
The grace. And it was, you know, it was a divine appointment. I really believe that. I think
yes.
it was definitely, we had a good show in the chat room, too. So many people came in and the callers. So it was really, really good. All right, so we'll be talking again soon, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Brenda, thank
Bye.
You. Bye. Bye. Goodbye, everybody. And we want to thank you all for tuning in today and being a part of our program. We want to let you know that Jesus Christ really does love you. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've all sinned. And we all need the forgiveness of God, every single one of us, and that's available for us. So ask Jesus to come into your life today. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. He will. He'll give you a brand new life. He'll make something beautiful out of your life. He truly will. He'll give you peace that passes all understanding. And though your sins be as scarlet, you'll be washed white as snow. That's a promise. God bless.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city. And it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.